A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Yud Beis. Nedarim 12a. Pagination is 23. We'll start on the facing page at the bottom. Two dots about 9 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah told us that there are different types of wordings that a person can use in order to effectuate a neder, a vow. One of the things that we know about vows is that it's supposed to be something that's nodar bedavar hanidor, that you compared something that exists over here that was until now permitted, and you compared it with something that was made forbidden because of something that you said. So that, for example, the classic would be that a person takes a loaf of bread and says, it should be like the carbon. It should be like something that I designated as a carbon for the Mizbeach and was therefore forbidden. If, however, he would say that this loaf of bread should be like pork, so pork is not something that you create the prohibition. And therefore, that would not be, in our classic case, an example of a neder. Has to be something that you're comparing what you are doing as a vow to something that could be done as a vow in making it prohibited. So our Gemara considers cases that actually change over time, and sometimes it's forbidden, sometimes it's permitted. And we would like to know, do we do date back all the way to the time that it was an eligible type of prohibition, where you made that prohibition, and therefore you can compare something to that? Or do we not do date back, and we don't search for meaning within what you've said, and at face value, it doesn't have prohibition, and it's unrelated? This will become clear as we proceed in the Gemara. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Harei alai kibasa zivche shlomim la'achar zirikas damim mahu. If a person says that this item, a loaf of bread for example, shall be like the meat of a shlomim, of a Thanksgiving offering, but the meat of this offering after the blood has already been sprinkled, meaning when the meat is permitted to me. Says the Gemara, Idika Omar Bahadein Lishna, if that's the exact wording that the person actually said, Be'eterika Matfis, so then he's comparing the loaf of bread to something that's permitted. And that's not going to be a neder at all. And implied in this Gemara is that sometimes in Meseches Nedarim, we use examples without articulating clearly what the exact wording of the neder might be. And we find this in different places that the Rishonim grapple with what was the exact wording that was actually said, not just what is it that he's trying to do. But in any case, the Gemara objects and says, if you're comparing it to the meat of the shlamim now, that's not prohibited. Ella, rather, he places a piece of shlamim meat, which is now permitted, that's true. He places it, and then he places this permitted item, like a loaf of bread, next to it. And he says, this one, the loaf of bread, shall be like this one, the slab of meat. My. What's the halacha? That was our question. Does the man intend to be saying that this shlomim emanated originally from a carbon? And he means to compare the loaf of bread to the carbon? Or he's comparing it as it is now, and whatever his intent might be, but he's not making a nether. He's just not doing it because the meat is permitted. Amar Rava Tashema. Rava said, I'll bring you a proof. From a case of nosar, a case of leftover meat that it expired according to its shelf lifetime. There was a certain amount of time that you had to eat it within. And if you didn't, by a shlamim, it's 2 days and a night. The person ended up missing that time. And the Mishnah told us that there's such a thing as being matfis benosar, comparing an item to nosar. And we know there's a weakness in nosar, because nosar doesn't become prohibited because of you. Nosar becomes prohibited because the Torah says it's prohibited. In our previous example, it's like the pork. It's totally forbidden, but it's forbidden because of the Torah. V'hanosar la'achaz rikas damim hu. Nosar is an example of after the sprinkling of the blood. Meaning, as far as his neder goes, as far as the vow that made it a carbon goes, that's expired. That has nothing to do with today's prohibition. The prohibition of today, it actually became permitted in between. The prohibition of today is because the Torah says it's prohibited. And somehow you were able to be matfis. You were able to compare the loaf of bread to the nosar. Must be that we go, may ikara. We go all the way to date back to the early time when it was a carbon and when it was prohibited because of what you said. Even though right now, your neder would not have any relevance because it's not prohibited because of you right now. So just like when it's not prohibited because of you, we can date back to the time that it was prohibited from you. So by meat of shlamim, we can date it back to the time, even though right now it's permitted, but we date it back to the time when it was prohibited because of you. Amale Rav Huna Barei de Rav Nosson. The Gemara responds, it could be that the case of Nosar is a localized, specific type of case, Benosar Shal Ola. It's the leftovers of a carbon Ola. And the nature of leftovers of a carbon Ola is that it always was prohibited, and the reason it was always prohibited to you was because you made it into a carbon, because the nature of a carbon Ola is that none of it goes to the person who brought it, doesn't go to the Kohanim either, it all goes on the Mizbeach. And therefore, even in the current, there's a remnant of the prohibition that you created. It never became permitted. It always had to do with your prohibition. Drop down to the middle of the page. The first word on the line is Mesve, where the Gemara brings another proof to this topic. Ezeu Isser Ha'omer B'Torah. What's the case of prohibited vows, hatfasa, linking the permitted item to a prohibited item in order to make the permitted item prohibited? What is that case? Omar, if a person says, Hareini shelo ochal basa v'shelo eshta yayin, he says, I won't eat meat or drink wine, ki yom shemeis bo aviv, like the day when his father died. Apparently, that was a day when they refrained from certain types of luxury. Some people have the custom to fast. This Gemara is describing a different type of vow, no meat, no wine, or Kiyom Shemes Bo Rabo, the date that his Rebbe died, Kiyom Shenereg Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, the day that Gedalia Ben Achikam died and became a fast day for the Jewish people, Kiyom Shereis Yerushalayim Bechorbana, like the day that I saw Yerushalayim in its ruins, where it's appropriate to do something. And he's describing that he refrained from meat and wine. Va'omar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, V'hu shenoder ba'oso hayom, that indeed that day had to be, have had a vow that made these things prohibited, and therefore he's doing hatfasa, he's linking the day that he's dealing with to that day. Asks the Gemara, Hechidami. Once again, there are plenty of days like that day. The Ran says, for example, Echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. It was the first day of the week. It was the first day of the month of Nisan. There were plenty of first of the week, first of Nisan, that were not prohibited. Lav de kigon de koi bechad b'shaba, he's on a Sunday, de misbe avuha, and he's comparing it to the day that his father passed away. Va'afagav de ikatuva chad b'shaba de'atera, even though there were many such Sundays that were permitted. Uktani osur, and it says it's prohibited, meaning we search for a way to land your link to something prohibited. We find a day similar to what you were describing, and we make it prohibited. Shmamina bi'ikr hu matfis, that we go to the original in order to link it, and we search for such a link in order to make it prohibited. And again, in the original case that we were exploring, you had meat of a shlamim, which is right now permitted, but we want to know if we should date back and go to the original, the origin of this meat, which was prohibited because of a carbon, that a human being can create that prohibition. So the Gemara answers that you can't prove date back from this case. The Gemara says that the case is that he actually prohibited every single type of that date, and now he's linking to that date. So he's linking to a Sunday, the first of Nisan, but every single example of that Sunday, the first of Nisan, all of those were actually prohibited from his vow, similar to the date that his father passed away, and therefore we're not proving date back because every single such example was actually prohibited, and now he's linking a new day to those days of prohibition. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.